Well, good afternoon and good morning, and wherever you are in the world, hope you're all well. This is Side 79 and Audio Boom, and I did a little review of Uber taxis at the weekend, because it's quite a unique idea. So for what I'll do today is I will just talk about it, and actually let you hear a live demonstration of me being in a Uber taxi. Now, of course, you can bear in mind that I've actually, you know, linked it all up with my card, and I'm ready to go to use it. And the app's pretty, like I said, does, may have said or may not have said, it's pretty easy to use, even with VoiceOver. So the only trick is that there's a, when you initially get into a screen to actually book your first taxi, I believe there are two ad destinations. Now, the most furthest on the left of the screen is the one you want. Well, actually, if you click the pickup pickup location or pickup button or something, so if you tap that, if you double tap that, and then if you use the add destination, then you can actually add to destination. If you use the other destination button, it will put in your pickup destination in the same box, which could be a bit weird. Anyway, here is my review. I hope you enjoy it.
Now I have to get my Uber taxi.
So, of course, me trying to leave the house. And, some parts of this are a bit, shall we say, not worth listening to because it's just quiet. But it's a pretty good review nevertheless. Right. And of course you can hear me talking twice, which is scary for anyone, let alone myself. So anyway, here's the review. And yeah, the car's here now. And yes, as I'm saying in the background, it's pretty quick. And we are now heading towards the taxi. This microphone isn't the best, is it really, when I think about it? It's not very good at all. It's a lot of clapping and a lot of clicking. It's not very good, is it? No.
This is the taxi here.
I might try some fill of some of the gaps, where there are some quite big gaps of silence. This has not been sponsored by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, really?
Is it Garfunkel? Oh, no. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's okay, I've got your front.
Is it okay in the front or?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm asking, is it okay? Of course it's okay. Anyway, I always like to be understanding like that, just to say it for the sake of it.
Ah, Max. There we
go. And yes, it was a regular £3, so not bad really, all in all.
Let's see how this goes.
It goes very cold. Yes, very cold. It's a terrible day today for weather, isn't it? Well, I suppose we are in the winter, getting into the winter now, aren't we, pretty much? So I was just giving my address there, and of course, now everyone knows where I live, so no parties taking place or anything like that. So, like I said, most of this journey is pretty quiet. I don't say a huge amount. Well, we do talk a little bit. It's not completely quiet. And come on, you've got to realise it's only a 5-minute journey or so. So not much has to be said.
Yeah, all right, yeah, no bother. Cold weather, isn't it?
Yeah. It's always a conversation of having been cold. That is a classic British conversation. The way you can get around it is talking about how cold it is. Interesting conversation about taxes in a minute as well, which is quite interesting. And how Uber impacts on them. Got to try and make this sound as interesting as possible. Now we'll have a conversation at some point very soon, hopefully. Must have run out of talk about things to talk about when it comes to being cold. That was a very short conversation. But then again, sometimes you don't want to have a conversation when you're in taxi, you just want to get there.
I think this journey's like more of a minimum fare, isn't it, I think?
Pardon?
I think this journey's like more of a minimum fare, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because, I've served a couple of times now, you know, to back to Lane. So, yeah, it's fairly quick as well.
Used the first time?
No, I've used it a couple of times now. I've used it a couple of times, but it's fairly. I mean, I'm not too worried about whether it's quick or not. It's just that it's good that, you know. It's a bit different. I thought you were using an app instead of them bringing it up.
Yeah.
It seems easy to use. But I know they're trying to recruit quite a lot of drivers, aren't they? From trying to get people to come in.
They've got a lot of drivers. Yeah.
The other thing that makes me worry is, you know, like with these, especially with this tax effect, because obviously you get more pay. Obviously, it's like double what you probably get with it. Regular taxi firm. But the only problem with that is eventually when you need it taxed, it's going to be quite high though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is going to be high.
So I don't know who deals with it, whether it's the company or not.
But it's like a self-employed still.
I suppose it is.
You declare yourself.
It's interesting how much they would pay on tax though, you know, like it's 20% probably. I don't know how much it is.
The company?
No, I suppose yourself, you know, like.
Yeah, it depends on the earning of it.
Oh, that's true. What I like about this is, you know, when you like put your pickup location, it's automatically there. I thought that's quite good. Because it's always GPS, isn't it? So you just, it's like clever, isn't it?
Yeah, you just track you where you are. So.
Yeah, it picks up where you are. Then the only thing you have to fill in is just the location, adding, destination.
Yeah, destination.
Which is, and that's it. It's just, it's, I don't know if it'd be that easy, but it's just, it's. No, it's useful.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, with this system. Everybody likes it. Whoever I picked up, the.
Oh, it's convenient. It's convenient. I mean, if I wish all the other taxi firms would do it. I'm sure they will eventually.
Yeah.
But it's just why is it so long, you know? It's. You should have the opportunity to want to order it.
Yes, I believe that 150 drivers have taken up the offer to join Uber taxis in the last week or something. So.
And what I find now is, you know, if I'm out somewhere or I need to get home or whatever.
You're going number 43?
43, yeah, that's it.
Easy. And that's your lot, ladies and gentlemen, pretty much. Helps me out of the taxi. And, and that's pretty much it. So I won't bother playing the rest of that, because that gives you a pretty gives you an idea of, you know, what it entails. But yeah, I was pretty impressed with it all, you know, all in all. And like I said, by booking it, it told me how long it would roughly take, and it was pretty damn accurate. And what you can also do is, when you order your taxi, you can still check the progress of how far away it is. And also, you can actually even check before you even order the taxi. If you go to where it says your location or destination, you can actually check, you know, how far a taxi away it is. Now, I was just checking here a minute ago how far the nearest taxi is, and it was 14 minutes. So obviously, I kind of realised that I wouldn't order one. But if I did want to, then I could. And the process is pretty straightforward. Once you order the taxi, it arrives within two or three minutes. You know, which is pretty quick, really. But your average taxi takes a bit longer. But, you know, like I was saying to the driver, it's not about the efficient speed. It's more about the, about the pricing to an extent, how much help you get, and how accurate the app is. And the app is pretty good. They need to do some little work on certain things, but pretty much the app does work, as they say, you know, says what it just says on the tin. So it's pretty good. And I wasn't going to use any fancies music on it. I just thought I'll just do it. So I hope you've enjoyed the review, and thank you very much for listening.